KSS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We will fight with our fingernails if we have to. That's what Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is saying following President Biden's announcement that the U.S. won't supply offensive weapons to Israel if used for a widespread attack on the Gaza city of Rafah. Pro-Palestinian protests continuing at college campuses overnight, including at George Washington University, Penn, and the University of Arizona. Dramatic testimony Thursday at the criminal trial of Donald Trump as adult film star Stormy Daniels was there. She returned to the stand. According to ABC's Aaron Katursky, the jury was captivated as she sparred with defense attorneys. There's no way to know how the jurors took in more explicit details on the defense. They said they were prejudicial. They wanted a mistrial. However, the judge in the case said absolutely not. The judge saying because Donald Trump denied having sex with Stormy Daniels, the judge said the jury would be left to decide who they believe. It's believed the key witness in the case, Michael Cohen, will be called next week. This is ABC News. In the UK, a toddler is hearing. It's been restored with an experimental treatment. Details from ABC's Andrea Fujii.
18-month-old Opal Sandy was given an infusion of gene therapy into her right ear, which replaces the DNA that causes her type of inherited deafness. Doctors hope Opal's success can lead to gene therapy for more common types of hearing loss.
We're not delivering a large dose of gene therapy to the rest of the body, so it means that we see fewer side effects.
Within 4 weeks of the surgery, Opal responded to sound.
Can I have a kiss? Oh, good girl.
6 months in, she can hear soft noises, even whispering.
Yeah, it's hoped that the therapy leads to cures for many types of deafness. Target is cutting LGBTQ-themed merchandise from about half of its U.S. stores during the Pride Month of June. Bloomberg News reporting all the products will be available online. The move coming after customer backlash forced Target to get rid of items last year, including some transgender swimsuits. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Jeff Levering and wife Ashley love their patio door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
It's so bright, it's so clear. I can see the kids outside playing, and it makes it comfortable for the life we live.
I love the roll screen. The fact that the screen is on the inside and no drafts, it's a game changer.
Right now, get 0% interest-free financing for up to 60 months when you order by May 10th. Set your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Ends 5/10/2024.
Always a good time when you stop in at Ooga Brewing in Beaver Dam. Join us for brews and bags for builds Saturday, May 11th. Bags fly at 2 p.m. Just $50 for a team of two. Includes a free drink and t-shirt. And all proceeds support Habitat for Humanity. Sign up now at hfhwashco.org. Plus a food truck on site and live music from the Jason D. Pettit Band. It's all happening at Ooga Brewing Company, 301 South Spring Street, part of Beaver Dam's vibrant downtown.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. House Republicans say they're tired of fighting with other members of their own party. All five GOP representatives from Wisconsin voted against removing Mike Johnson as Speaker Wednesday. The Republicans' right wing wanted Johnson out over recent bills approving government spending and aid to Ukraine. Former Wisconsin Congressman and U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says Donald Trump has nowhere to go but down, but that President Biden needs to work his way up.
Trump can't win, but Biden can lose, meaning Trump's polling at his peak, pretty much in all the swing states. He's basically polling at the best he has, at the best he can get, and Biden's underperforming everywhere.
Ryan handicapping the presidential race at the Milken Global Institute conference this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers blanked the Cardinals' ace. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Cards 7-1. St. Louis starter and Cy Young winner Sonny Gray giving up home runs to the Brewers' Rhys Hoskins, Jake Bowers, and third baseman Joey Ortiz, manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, Sonny's arguing that last nine starts, he's given up two runs or less, arguably a top-tier pitcher in the league, and I thought, you know, we had the best approach we've ever had against. I've seen him pitch against us many times. We had a great approach. We really did.
The Brewers now have a six-game winning streak against St. Louis dating back to last season. NBA, the Bucks' Pat Beverly will serve a 4-game suspension next season for throwing a basketball at a heckling Pacers fan, then refusing to take questions from a female ESPN reporter. Did Doc Rivers confront Beverly?
Yeah, I did. I did right away, because that's not the Milwaukee way or the Bucks way. We're better than that. Pat feels awful about that, and he let the emotions get the better of him.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. High today of 65 with the wind west at 5 to 15. Scattered rain tonight. We could get a tenth to a quarter inch of rain, 46 the low tomorrow. Partly cloudy, 67 by Sunday. Partly cloudy, 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christy Nome. Yep, we're finally talking about her. Tune in tomorrow. You cannot miss this.
Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you.
It's a long week. It's a great week, but I'm glad.
That's funny. This lady, really nice lady. A lot of times we meet at the elevator coming down at the same time, and we both said the same thing at that time. Made it.
Right. Yeah, this is busy. We had a great day yesterday, though. After our show, we went to Appleton and planted apple trees.
Yes, we
did. With the Appleton, I forgot what the name of that organization is.
What's the name of the organization, Todd?
Apple Blossom.
Apple Blossom. Yeah.
And right along the Apple Tree Trail, which was cool. I'd never been there. So anyway, that was
fun. Like to have a job like those guys have.
They have, you know what makes their job cool, Johnny?
Their equipment.
Their equipment. No doubt that vacuum thing he had.
Yeah.
That roller and then the little payloader. Those are small. That's not those intimidating big ones. And they had the toys, which is great.
Good thing I was there giving that guy signals.
Oh, yeah. If it wouldn't have been for you, John.
The hand signals.
Yep.
I was watching his face while you were doing it.
Yeah. He's just rolling just to his eyes.
Well, no, he was laughing, but I'm like, this is either going to be laughable or the guy's going to be like, who's this?
Because in the real construction, there is a guy that gives the signals.
Yeah, gives all the signals,
But you, it was pretty obvious that it was your debut.
You know, I actually planted like 1,000 trees one day.
Wow. Those little ones we put here.
It was in northern Minnesota, and they had a forest fire, like a couple years before. So they had to replant an entire area.
Oh.
And it's all seedlings, you know, small ones.
Yeah, right.
And what you do basically is you just take a shovel, flat shovel, and you just scoop. You don't even scoop anything. You just
move it back.
And one guy does that. Yeah. The other guy's on his knees the whole time, pretty much. Puts the roots in, and you just stomp it back down.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many they can plant in a day.
Or they have those like augers that are just on the end and you drill those holes. And they do
bing,
them so
fast. Bing, bing, bing. Yeah.
The old days were out there shoveling with the spade and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't even shovels, but that's the thing of the past.
I know, right?
But anyway, that was fun. That was
great.
Easy to
Glad
do
we did it. You bet. It's so windy.
It was cold. It was cold yesterday.
Yeah. Today is National Shrimp Day. I got to be honest with you, Jim.
Well, what? You didn't like those?
I haven't eaten them yet. I still don't know. I've got them in my freezer. They're refroze.
They're not really refroze. They never thawed.
Yeah, they did.
No, they were.
No.
They were
you're
touched them.
Yeah, but the temperature on them was still low enough that you're fine.
All right.
So
I'll cook some up. I'll bring you guys some. I'll watch you eat them.
I have. Right. I have plenty of those shrimp. Today, those are great over salad.
Fantastic. Shrimp is my favorite food in the world.
No, those are just the salad shrimp. These aren't the big shrimp, those are a little bit more expensive.
What's the difference between a shrimp and a prawn?
Well, a prawn comes out of a crab, for one.
Oh, it does?
Right?
No.
No?
It comes out of a crab? No.
What do you break the crab? Isn't that the prawn?
Prawns tend to be larger than shrimp and often taste sweeter, according to this. But they're basically the same.
A giant shrimp, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there was a place, I can't think of it. Anybody from Appleton, There was a little meat market type thing I used to go to that was fantastic. I mean, it was awesome. And they had prawns, they had shark meat, they had tuna steaks.
Those are great, those fresh
jellies. Yes. Yeah, those are awesome. It was one of those kind of places.
Yeah, those are good.
I can't think of the name, but it's really famous in Appleton. And it was unbelievable. And I always wanted to buy those prawns, but I didn't know how you could cook. I mean, did you just put them on a grill? They looked phenomenal.
I bought those super large shrimp. I thought the prawns, I get that wrong. I thought, like, with the crab, I thought that was like the...
It's
like
just a crab leg, isn't it?
Well, no, that's a shrimp. John, a shrimp and a crab are two different things, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And a shrimp and a prawn are different. They're not the same thing.
But is a prawn from a lobster?
No.
That's what I was thinking. I didn't know that.
Can we get this? Well, very similar in appearance, shrimp and prawns are two distinct species. Prawns tend to be larger than shrimp and often taste sweeter.
Yeah.
There are more varieties of shrimp, too. Both animals have 10 legs.
They do. They have creepy crawlies underneath.
Really?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But prawns have pincers
right.
on three pairs of legs, while shrimp just have one clawed duo. Huh. Okay.
I don't know.
Well, it's different than a crab. Aren't crab legs the most overrated thing in the world?
Yeah. Too much work.
Too much work, and you pull up that
waste.
One little strand
right.
of
and you got this
whatever.
Plate full of these shells. It looks like you're a pig, and
exactly.
you only had like a little bit of meat.
Yeah, I've never had a lobster in a restaurant either. I've never ordered lobster. Mm. You?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you would.
But that shrimp, this is what I'm doing. So the shrimp that we have, you guys, are those small salad shrimp.
Popcorn shrimp.
And there's a lot you can do with that. But today, I'm making... fried rice with shrimp.
Oh, it's delicious.
And
love it.
Fried rice, so you have to start that the day before because you have to make the rice and then you got to put it in the refrigerator and let it, like, whatever they call it, dry or something for a day so I can make it today because they made that yesterday. And then
you know who we got to ask about this guy? Ace. I bet Ace deals with a lot of that stuff.
Oh,
Ace
yeah.
champion.
Yep.
He would know
all
the different things.
I think his, though, but no, this fried rice is not an Ace thing. You know, he's more.
No, I know,
New
but
Orleans.
He would know about all the different.
Yeah,
that's a
yeah.
staple.
Well, yeah, yeah. Shrimp is well, that Creole.
Todd, you've eaten a crawfish. Is it crawfish or crayfish?
Up here, they call it crayfish.
Okay.
Down south, they call it crawfish.
Are they the same things?
I believe so.
And you've eaten them?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And you
used to go fishing for them out here, like Silver Lake out in Wautoma.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you cut the heads or you bite the heads off. Is that right?
Well, you're supposed to suck the heads because you pull the tail out and you eat the tail meat. And then you suck the brains and juices out. Now,
nice.
Now,
6:12 a.m.
Hey,
not something, not something I've done, but that
sure.
is definitely something you do in Louisiana, as they say.
Louisiana.
Yeah.
All right. We don't have any Cajun restaurants around here, do
not
we?
Not good ones, no.
Are
no.
there any?
We had one, but...
it didn't last very long.
Nope.
No.
If you know of one in Northeast Wisconsin, Texas
yeah.
this morning.
Yeah,
we know, I love Cajun food.
On a Tuesday travel, I would definitely go there
yes.
for lunch.
A good gumbo?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right.
All right. Why don't you learn how to make stuff like that and then just give it to us?
Well, trial and error?
Yeah, we'll
yeah. seriously.
Yeah,
is
we'll
it?
Be your,
yeah.
you know.
I do, like, I'll try some of that.
Okay.
That gumbo. I'll attempt that.
All right. Thank you. Big fan. I've never had an oyster either. You ever had an oyster?
Oh, my God. I've had millions. Felix's Oyster Bar in New Orleans. My dad would buy coolers of oysters. Like a cooler that you take those blue and red things, just packed with oysters.
Yeah?
Yeah. Then we'd
again,
chuck,
different lifestyle.
Different life.
My mom's out on the lawn picking dandelions to put
too.
In a salad.
Yeah, thank you.
But we would have to shuck those oysters. You know, you got to break them open. And it wasn't like we had somebody do that for us. So it was a little bit of work. But,
oh yeah,
with horseradish on there and a little, sauce. Yeah.
Do you chew them or you just swallow
them?
Nah,
you swallow them.
Just swallow
them. Some people put them on crackers, but that's those are.
But light, then there's much taste.
No, there's not. I don't know.
Okay.
There's not a
so
lot
I've
of
had
taste.
Smoked oysters.
Smoked oysters. I have those in my house.
Oh, I believe it.
I got cans
mm-hmm.
of that.
Yeah.
Those smoked oysters are good. Mm-hmm. I like those. But raw oysters they're the best. It's just it's a lot of work and yeah, they're good. You can come over. Well, not come over. I'll bring some to you sometime.
He caught himself.
Yeah, he did.
I was like, whoa.
He really did.
Okay.
Kenan Thompson, SNL is 46. He's great. I love when he does his game show type thing.
Oh, my gosh. When
He's
he does.
Awesome.
I think they call it Black Jeopardy.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Linda Evangelista. I can never pronounce
Evangelista.
It. Evangelista. Who is she? I know the name.
Model. You
okay.
would know her.
Okay.
I'll find a picture.
Okay. Bono is 64. I would have thought he was older. No? Okay.
No, I don't think so.
He seems like they were way long ago. I mean, he was young when they
80s,
did.
80s, yeah.
I mean, when they did Every Move You Make, Every Move.
Didn't he? He was.
I'll be watching
no,
you.
No, that's Sting. Bono is with you too.
You're right.
Bono was pretty.
I always get those two mixed up.
Remember Congressman Mark Green?
Yeah.
Him and Bono are tight.
Yeah, I remember something about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I think they're, what were they? It was a cause. What was it? It wasn't Farm Aid. That was too long ago. Something that they worked on together. But
you're right.
They shared the stage a couple
of times.
He's
a big humanitarian.
Right. Maybe that's what it is. But
no, he's doing okay, right, Todd? But what's his name's not doing good?
Who's this?
From Genesis?
Phil Collins is not doing
Phil
good.
Collins, okay. No.
Okay. Chris Berman, 69. Never was a big fan of his. The Boomer. Never was.
No.
And I did a dumb thing one time up in the Packer press box.
No.
Early days. There was another broadcaster, famous, and ESPN was just getting big. But there was, when I worked for an NBC station, and the NBC's national sports director, whatever you want to call it, it was Len Berman. Real famous New York TV sports, Len Berman.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the guy. And I had to send him some interviews with the Packers in the old days where you'd literally have it on a tape and you'd put it in the mail.
Yep.
Or on a bus, mm-hmm, and you'd send it to him. And Chris Berman was, and I go, hey, Len, did you get that those interviews? You know, trying to show off in front of my, I'm dealing with the big time guys.
Right.
And he looks at me and goes, you mean Chris?
You're like, no.
And it's like, yeah, you know what? Never mind. Wrong guy. Yes. It makes you feel, you ever have that where it makes you feel like this tall?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Many times.
Yeah.
He, though, worked really hard to carve out a niche for himself.
Absolutely.
You know, he, like, I think that gets competitive when you got six guys that are all kind of vying to be the number one. And I think he worked really hard at that. Although he had some setbacks, too, in his life, right? His wife died in an accident.
Killed a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dave Mason, 78. Does he still do anything?
I think he tours a little bit.
No,
doesn't he?
Didn't he do the song that was written by the guy in Manitowoc? Just agree to disagree. Didn't he do that song?
He did that song,
and that was written by a guy in Manitowoc. They owned Wenzel's Bar.
Really?
Yeah, right on Calumet Street.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You never been to Wenzel's Bar?
Mm.
It's the radio show that I used to go do it all the time. It was a cool place. I liked it.
A
little bit of a rougher crowd at the time.
Nah,
yeah. Donovan is 78. Donovan's most famous song is?
I have no
idea. Donovan, that was right in your wheelhouse.
No. Donovan?
Yeah.
Is that a Frankie Valli thing? What, 78?
Although, you know, I get Donovan and Oliver mixed up. Who did Gene?
Oliver.
Gene, you're young and alive.
Don't I want that song in my head.
You remember that
day.
One?
I hate that
but
song.
But Donovan did, what's her name on the East Coast? Susie on the West Coast waiting. Andy in Vietnam fighting. Susie
never
in the
heard
West.
Of it.
Oh, we played it here one day. Remember Don? Or Todd?
Don.
Yeah. Don. Yeah, Donovan. We'll just call him Donovan.
I was looking at Donovan. I said, yeah. And Donovan did Mellow Yellow.
Correct.
Oh, all right.
Sunshine of Superman.
Okay, yep. I know those. All right, I got it. Don't sing them, John. I don't want the songs in my head. And sometimes that happens. I drive home and
okay,
I think,
you
want to
know
God,
what? When
this.
We were at the tree thing planting trees yesterday, you know what song I had in my head the entire time? And I was really ticked off at Todd because of it.
What?
I'm so dizzy.
Oh,
my head is spinning. All day. Yeah, this is the song. Dave Mason.
Gentleman's name was Jim Krieger that wrote that song.
From Manitowoc?
I'm not sure.
Yes.
That's very cool.
Yes.
This is a good song.
Yes.
It's a great song.
Then the old Wenzel's Bar.
Did he get, like, royalties?
He got lots of them.
Oh, good.
And his girlfriend, I told you who his girlfriend was. That actress?
Christie Brinkley?
No, she's really, really gorgeous. And I can't think of her name now. And she was in the video. Okay. Kay Lenz was her name.
Let's do a little.
She was in the Rod Stewart video, Infatuation.
Right. Okay. Let's hit the
That's
Google.
Her.
Okay.
Google. Okay. All right.
All right. We'll be right
Mind
back.
Mind of the Mary, got a lot of stuff going on. Friday.
We just disagree.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Save big money on roof and floor trusses. Now at Menards. We carry a large selection of pre-built, residential, and post-frame trusses to complete your next building project. Bring your building plans to your local Menards or upload online and start designing your trusses today. Save big on trusses at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
So let's leave it alone, because we can't see eye to eye.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor, and a good-looking Friday heading into Mother's Day weekend. Got a text here. Jim Kruger from Manitowoc. His brother is in the Happy Schnapps combo. Greg. Thank you, Greg. So there, that's your hometown.
It is. Know these things. I don't know Happy
Here you
Schnapps.
Want to put together a Hall of Fame, a musical Hall of Fame, and you don't
Next
know
Sunday.
Your own hometown.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, we got to get this Jim Kruger in that.
That'd be great.
You know, because the qualifications to get into the Whammy Hall of Fame is not just local, but it's got to cross state lines, too.
Yeah.
And obviously, this guy.
Uh-huh. Okay,
super
then.
Succeeded that. So I don't know Happy Schnapps, though. I mean,
you
that,
don't know Happy Schnapps.
I don't. You don't either. You're just making me look stupid. No.
Are you serious? Play that on IXX
all the time
for when the Packers season was
absolutely.
Around.
How do you not really? Know the Happy Schnapps combo?
Well, I might know their music. I don't. I don't. You really know them? Or are you just saying that to make?
They
me
used
look
to
dumb?
Come into the station all the time. We actually used to. They used to do a lot of the Packer tailgate party type things. They would play, we played their songs. The Bears still suck.
Really?
I'll pull up a song in a second. Okay, we'll play it for you, Jim. I think you'll know it. I want to go back to sucking the heads out of crawfish.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeez. Lisa Hale, who's our news director in Northeast Wisconsin, lived in Louisiana for a large portion of her life.
I like how he says that. Well, Louisiana.
Yeah.
Native.
That's the way we say it down
here.
We
say Louisiana.
Lisa, can you explain the lusciousness
you
of
got her
I do.
Oh, awesome.
I absolutely can. And one thing I do want to say is Todd said it right. Yeah. If you live in or have lived in Louisiana, it's okay. Louisiana.
All
it's
right.
never Louisiana. That's how they pick you as an outsider.
Love it.
And
so talk about the lusciousness of sucking the head out of a crawfish.
A crawfish.
Let me tell you, there is nothing like that inside juiciness in the head of crawfish.
Like it's called the brain?
Yeah, there's a little bit of fat, there's a little bit of spice, and it's juicy, and it's... The crawfish tail is great, but there's something unctuous about sucking the head.
So, do you... Yeah. Okay, yeah.
That's just,
okay.
Well, that just sounds, yeah, just yeah, sounds yeah, yeah, like yeah. it. Can't
so,
wait.
Do you eat... So, is there a shell, then, that you don't eat?
Yeah, you don't eat the shells. Okay. No, you peel the... What you do is you first twist the tail off.
Okay.
Then you peel the shell off the tail just like you would a shrimp,
okay.
and you eat
yeah.
the tail.
Okay.
Then you suck the juices out of the head because there's a little opening where the tail came out, and you suck those juices out. Or you can be like I do, and you can open up the head and scoop the
oh
fatty goodness out.
Oh, it's brutal down there.
Wow.
It's brutal.
Or you can be like I do and clean it out and throw that junk away and then eat the shrimp.
Wow.
Really, it's really, really good. And yeah, it is something that you kind of have to get used to.
Yeah.
It's not something that a newbie is going to go in right away and go, oh, I'm going to suck the head.
Right.
But
okay, yeah.
Wow.
Once you get into it, you get into it.
All right, it sounds like you're really into it.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
it does.
Sound like you're really into
don't
it.
Really ask.
Yeah,
don't have to ask what your kids are getting you for Mother's Day.
That's the only thing, honestly. That's the only thing I miss about Louisiana is the food.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Is there any place up here that you know of, Lisa, that could have real authentic like gumbos and things?
I have been looking for one,
yeah.
So if you find one, let me know.
Will do.
Somebody said that there was one in Appleton, but I still don't know who or what it is. But I am searching for some sort of authentic Louisiana-style food here in Wisconsin.
We had that here in Green Bay, but it was short-lived. And I think there were some internal problems with but it. But the guy had
yeah.
all – just
yeah.
and he just bragged about how great – and the food was good. I mean, we liked it a lot. But, I'm talking like 6 months, so I don't
yeah.
know what all happened.
Hey,
right.
So is that – okay – I've seen pictures of this on, like, Travel Network or something. Do they take, like, a big bucket of stuff they all put together and just dump it on a table?
Pretty much. Yeah, okay. You line the table with newspapers or with a plastic tablecloth, you know, and you just dump all the crawfish and the boiled potatoes and the boiled
corn.
Yep. And if you did mushrooms or pineapple with it, it all goes on the table. And then everybody gets around the table and just eats, and they throw the shells behind them or in a bucket or whatever. They don't worry about.
So you just everybody just reaches into the pile and grabs what they want.
Mm-hmm. Kind of flashbacks.
Wow. It's the South. Let me tell you.
I would love to try. I don't think I'd suck the heads.
True story.
Of the...
We used to go to a Chinese restaurant because we worked together in Mississippi.
You guys did?
Yeah. Oh. And there was like literally every restaurant, even a Chinese restaurant, had crawfish on the mm-hmm. menu. And she'd be eating that stuff in front of me. And no.
You weren't ready yet. She's,
you know, dainty Lisa going.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's awesome.
That all around the table grabbing everything, that flashbacks to college.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Except those pizzas.
Lisa, do you cook that stuff at all, though?
I don't, but my sister does a great crawfish boil.
Okay,
oh my
right.
gosh.
Lisa, do you watch that guy on PBS? He's from Louisiana. I can't think of his name right now. He's a bigger guy, and he cooks a lot of Louisiana
Prudhomme?
Food.
Prudhomme?
No, Kevin sure. Belton.
Kevin Belton.
Yep.
And
I don't watch Kevin Belton.
Okay.
But I tell you who does a lot of good Louisiana-style food, and that's your Chef Alex who comes in.
Oh, oh. Chef Ace.
Oh, yeah.
Ace, yeah.
Ace, right. Ace yeah.
He's but awesome.
That is great. It's got a very unique taste, and it is great food. Don't know about sucking the whatever out
yeah,
of the...
Yeah, me too. I might work my way up to that one.
I don't think they told you... I'm not sure they told you everything you're sucking out of. Yeah.
You know what that reminds... I'll tell you what that reminds me of. I remember for the Boy Scouts one time took us, the Cub Scouts, out on an outing, a smelt outing.
Oh.
Okay. And that was, they made every Boy Scout bite off the head of a smelt.
Lisa,
you didn't have to swallow it, but you had to bite off the head, then you could spit it out.
One year for the Super Bowl, Lisa made red beans and rice.
Oh, yeah.
I will never eat any of her cooking again.
What?
Why?
I got rough. Pretty sick.
You know, I had that one time, Lisa, a guy who was an assistant coach for the Packers. And
Hers was not good.
I remember he had been a head coach at McNeese State, which is somewhere in backwoods Louisiana. And he brought
me that. It's down in mid Louisiana.
Okay. And he brought me red beans and rice one time. And it was absolutely phenomenal.
I think it's good.
And the only other thing.
Done right. It's very good. I just don't necessarily cook that well.
The other thing he brought me was his fresh. He hated Wisconsin coffee. He said it was like drinking lukewarm water. Their coffee mm-hmm. was so strong but flavored. Mm-hmm. It was really robust. Yeah. Mm.
I bet it had chicory in it, too.
I think it did. I want to say that he mentioned that. It had chicory in it. Yeah. He would grind his own. I love that. I love Louisiana food.
Yeah, we've set that
Louisiana
as...
Louisiana food.
To say it right. All right, we have to set that as a civic media goal, is to find a good New Orleans Cajun
restaurant.
Right.
Love it.
All right.
Love
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Lisa, you're awesome. Thank you so very much.
And if I
anytime, guys.
All right, we'll make something and we'll send some your way because I'll make some gumbo
for
you guys.
Hey, Lisa, let me ask you this: if somebody gave you a bag of shrimp that were frozen, mm-hmm. but then by the time you took them to put them in your freezer, they were getting soft, would you still eat them?
I wouldn't put them in the freezer. I'd have to have them that night.
Oh, see, I put them in the freezer.
No, I disagree.
Yeah.
I disagree.
We got it.
And I've worked in the grocery business. I know it's gone too far.
It's so easy to tell somebody else, it's okay. Those shrimp aren't spoiled. So easy to tell others to do that.
I think you're okay. All right. Well, give them back. I'll
thanks,
make it for you.
I think you're okay.
There we go.
Bye, right. Lisa. Thank you.
Bye, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
Bye. Thank you. Happy Mother's Day weekend.
Yes.
Take care. Happy Schnapps Combo.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You don't remember that?
Even if from time to time they've been a little lame, how could you ever love a team with Jim McMahon? Even Porky Pig was as big a ham. They got a reputation that's mostly based on luck. The Bears still suck.
Okay, I do remember that.
I remember the chorus. Come on to the mayor back with it.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Don't give up on China just yet. That's the advice of one of the administrators from the Foreign Ag Service. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And that's his advice specifically for Wisconsin's specialty crop producers and even Wisconsin's dairy industry. Dan Whitley is the administrator of the Foreign Ag Service, and he said their latest survey shows some demographic changes in Southeast Asia could bring good news for Wisconsin's cheese industry.
We got a lot happening in the dairy sector. We've been having some discussions with China. We're doing some fact-finding work there coming up real soon. We're hearing about the opportunities for ingredients, particularly on the cheese side, things like pizza cheese. Folks in China seem very, very interested to sort of increase their consumption and their purchase of those commodities. And I think, you know, American dairy industry is going to take advantage of that.
Dan Whitley, he's the chief administrator for the Foreign Ag Service. He said the opportunities for dairy aren't just limited to China. They just returned from a trade mission to Africa, where he says 70% of the population is under the age of 30 and obviously ripe for targeting of things like pizza cheese. Cheese was up yesterday in Chicago. We'll get you up to speed on the rest of the markets in front of today's USDA acreage report. Stand by.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Two big reports that are going to hit the marketplace at about 11 o'clock this morning, the first of which is USDA's projections on how many corn and soybean acres will be planted here in the United States. Then at 11:15 this morning, they'll give us the world ag supply-demand situation that gives us a better global perspective on what's being grown and what's been harvested. So the market getting in position for that report this morning before the opening bell. December corn's up 2.25 at 482. November soybeans right now, they're up a half a cent at 12.01. July wheat on a Friday morning right now up 19.25 at 6.56¾. The dairy markets yesterday, barrel cheese gained a penny and a quarter, 1.91¼. 40-pound block cheese was up 2¾ cents at 1.98. The AA butter down 2.5 at 2.99¾ per pound. The Class 3 fluid milk that goes into cheese down 19 cents currently at 20.17. July contracted milk down a dime at 19.85 a hundredweight. There's your market update. I'm PM Yankee.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
Mostly sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. High today of 65 with the wind west at 5 to 15. Scattered rain tonight. We could get a tenth to a quarter inch of rain, 46 the low tomorrow. Partly cloudy, 67 by Sunday. Partly cloudy, 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoon.
Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes.
Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. You know, we're talking about Cajun food, and Sue here sent us a thing. It's, I've never heard of this restaurant, I'll
I
be
know.
Honest with you.
I feel bad, but we're going.
Me too. Millions Crab Boiled Seafood in Ashwaubenon? Is that the name of the restaurant? Is Millions?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
Man, you should see their menu.
She's reading it, yeah.
She faxed over the menu, and they got
black
the special.
Mussel? What's a mussel?
You know, it's like the smaller, like, clams, right? You get the mussels.
Okay.
You know, just a black shell.
Like an oyster? Or like a clam?
I would say it's more like a clam, but you, it's just, that's another thing where you end up with just a ton of shells and you don't eat that much.
Right.
It makes you look.
But listen, it's white clams, black mussels, green mussels, crawfish, calamari, head-on shrimp, headless shrimp, peeled shrimp, sea scallop, lobster tail. All right. I like this.
That's going to be good.
We got to try this place. The gumbo
there, and then the calamari is always the best. But yeah.
Yeah. We can try this. Listen, happy foursome. 2 pound of headless shrimp, 2 pound of snow crab, 2 pounds of white clams, 2 pounds of black mussels, 1 pound of sausage, 4 corn, 4 potatoes, 4 boiled eggs.
Okay, so that's a four. So, all right, the four of us can go. Well, no, well, the lady that was just on.
Oh, yeah, Lisa.
Bring
yeah.
Lisa down.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So how much is it for the four of us?
$169.
Jim's paying.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. That sounded like a good idea until you gave us the price. No, right. We should do that. That'd be fun.
Yeah. All right. All right. I want to try.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Well.
Very good. Thank you, Sue.
So we got to run that off then. I mean, hey, are you doing the marathon?
This year I cannot.
What?
Huh?
Okay. Here.
Do they have a section for the marathon of people with artificial limbs of some sort? Can I consider my hip?
Yeah. No, yeah. Todd, I want to give a little
Have you ever done the full marathon?
No. Halves. No.
I did it that 1 year, and then it was too hot, and they made me turn around and stop.
Oh. Okay. Well, that was hot, though, that year.
That was.
A lot of people were dropping. A lot of ambulances. We had to call in other ambulances from other municipalities. And then they called the race, and
yeah,
I don't know. Here's the problem. You know why so many people drop out in that race is that there's
it's long.
Well, no, but just a lot of people. That's their first marathon.
Oh yeah, you know? Well, you got to have a first,
right? And a lot of people chose Green Bay a little bit because it's such a beautiful run through the neighborhoods, and it also, of course, runs through Lambeau Field. So yeah, that was people weren't happy about that, but you know, from a safety thing,
you know what. You know, for the first local marathon I remember was in Minnesota, Grandma's.
Oh yeah,
Grandma's Marathon in Duluth. Do they still have that one?
Yeah,
that was really popular.
Yeah, very. There's a, I mean, everybody is.
I can't even imagine running 26 miles just mentally, just the mental aspect of it. That I'm pretty much running to Kakana.
Yeah, but you can't think like that.
That's what I mean.
You're running 1 mile 26 times.
Yeah,
and it's. A little bit of a mind game, but I will tell you, and again, you know, I'm the last one you want to talk to about that, but once, let's say you're running a half marathon, once you get to like 9-10 miles, you're like, I can do this. And you kind of actually pick up, if you look at your pace, you actually pick up, you know,
really?
A few seconds.
I would imagine you'd be kind of cautious starting out. You don't right? want to burn out too quick.
Yeah. And then I had it right when I started, it started in, what was it? Was that Gross? Yeah. We were running at Gross and then we took a left and I had to go to the bathroom. So they had those porta potties and a lot of people just go like behind trees. You gotta wait. But that was the mayor. I thought they're gonna catch me. So did that. So I lost a little bit of time, but still, it picked it up. Anyway, that's
you didn't think about going before you started.
Yeah, I don't know if it's nerves or if it's because you drink coffee. But anyway, it was that's a wonderful thing. Anyway,
but you did all 26 miles.
No, I did.
Oh,
no,
did
I did the half a marathon.
Okay,
so I would like that's still a goal of mine. But
to do the full 26,
I would love to do that someday. I think that would be a cool thing in my obit.
Why don't we start biking 26 miles just to kind of get a feel for that?
That would be.
So I did that one time.
Really?
Yeah.
26?
Yep.
Wow.
For a benefit type thing.
Nice.
But I was like 22. It was like my first job out in Idaho. I was like 22 years old. So that, you know what I mean?
I was 50 when I ran that half marathon.
Really?
I could do it.
I give you credit.
I could
Todd, you a runner at all?
Oh, no.
No.
Nope.
Oh, no.
Todd's got those knees.
Oh, that's
we
right.
We all have knees, but I mean, Todd's got some knees that are.
We all have them. Yeah, yes.
Todd's got knees. That's why he
Todd's got knee issues. He's got the bad knee. Yeah.
But anyway, at the new community shelter where I work, we, if we get participants to help out at the marathon, then CellCom, after they do all their financing expenses, they have some money left over. And this is the last marathon.
Tell Milo I'll train him for a half marathon, Carrie Ann.
You know, that you could do a half marathon.
Carrie Ann, listen, I'm not going to just do that. After talking yesterday with the people here about swimming with a Y.
And
I'm thinking I'm going right for an Ironman.
I'm like, John, you don't know how to swim. You got
That's
bike.
Why I'm going
to
learn how to swim. Carrie Ann will train me for the running part.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
We had the girl yesterday. She said she'd teach me how to swim, right?
I tell you I'll tell you what. If you do an Ironman, I will give you $1,000.
A full Ironman?
And that would be a full $1,000. That, John, no, that's not going to work. Maybe half marathons are...
I think you can wear floaties, though, when you swim now, can't
but
you?
But there's people kicking you in the head. There's a lot of... You practice in the pool at the Y by yourself. So she said it's going to be a private lesson for you.
Half a marathon if my doctor gave me the okay with my hip.
Then that would be a half Ironman. Or what do they call it? Is it called a half Ironman? Or is it called something else?
I just got a text here from my buddy Mike. John, I've done 2 full Ironman triathlons.
Wow.
I will also donate to your favorite charity if you do a full Ironman triathlon.
All right. John, you be careful with that one. You have no idea. That's going to take you years to train for that.
Is it how far do you have to swim? Like 5 miles?
No, it's not that far. It's
2 miles?
2 mile swim. I think an Ironman is a 2 mile swim, right?
And it's a full marathon, is that right?
And it's biking like 50 miles though, right? It's a full marathon. I think you bike 50 miles and you swim 2.
Use an electric bike, do you know?
Right. But the good thing about you doing it is you're not going to be all stressed out about the time because your only goal would be to finish it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So takes the stress off you. Right. Well, yeah.
Carrie Ann just texted and she said that she will double the amount.
Oh.
Of the donation?
I guess. Then she just said LFG, which I think we all know what that means.
Let's bleep and go.
Yep.
Okay. Mike just said 2.4 swim.
Okay. It's 2.4.
No, this can't be right.
Okay.
This
is going crazy.
This is good. 2.4 swim, 112 miles.
Of what?
Bike.
Yeah.
And then a marathon.
Right. Okay.
112 miles? Oh, boy. Todd just says, I'll double it, too. I'll double what Carrie Ann says.
John, that Ironman, especially for you with an artificial hip, way out of shape.
I wouldn't say way.
Okay. You don't know how to swim. I don't know if you should do this. I think about it.
Got this one from Todd. The three of you should do a 3-man relay Ironman. I would do that. I'll do the bike.
I'll do the run.
Todd?
Will you swim the 2.4?
Oh, my gosh. I hate water.
Come on.
I don't know.
How can you hate water? You're from Wisconsin.
That's interesting.
We got to think about
this. Okay, you guys, we got to think about that.
Okay, we got to think about this.
That's obviously not going to be
this. So you'd be the runner?
Yeah.
Wow.
But this is going to be 2025, 2026.
Mike just said it took me 13 hours, and I will double as well.
John, you're up to some serious bank here.
I know.
You're like at $5,000.
I know. It would be for my amputee warriors. Got this one. I took private swim lessons at the Y. The guy asked us what our goal was. I told him I had SEAL training in 2 weeks. Okay, Brian, you're lying to him.
Yeah, you are. You are. But you're funny, so that's okay.
That's very funny.
So, all right. I just want to get back to this marathon. So this marathon is the 18th, right? It's a week from Sunday. And if people will volunteer, then some of the proceeds will go to the new community shelter. And this is, we've been doing this for a while, but we need some volunteers. But you know where we volunteer? The finish line.
Oh, nice.
That is the best place.
Hey, can you give me one of those like aluminum jackets?
Yeah, they look very cool. I got a picture of me in that. Oh, that's a cool picture.
Want one of those.
You got to be sweating a little bit, but you look.
Up a sweat.
Yeah, that's a cool picture. But really, it's the best place because you watch the runners come in, and that's where we hand out water and medals.
Yeah.
So these are the times that people.
And oranges, don't they?
What they go get those. We don't hand out oranges. They just go to the table and they get.
I hand out oranges and bananas. Bananas.
We don't hand. They're there.
I'd hand those out.
They're there, and then they also have like half brats.
Carrie Ann says she's done half a marathon. Carrie Ann, we need to talk to you.
Half Ironman.
Half Ironman. Carrie Ann, we gotta talk to you. We gotta talk to you. Give us a call.
One of my kids was for her birthday, and I don't know how old she was. I don't know, 19. And what do you want for your birthday? And she wanted a half Ironman, so we bought that. It's like,
what do you mean you bought it?
Well, it's like $100 to go into that.
Oh, you paid for her entrance fee.
Yeah, and she loved it.
And she did it?
Yeah, she loved it.
She did a half Ironman.
Yep.
Wow. Your kids are pretty amazing. I mean, you said one climbed Kilimanjaro?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I haven't done anything cool like that.
Well, yeah, you have.
What? Name me one cool thing I've done like that.
Like that. Well, maybe. Okay, I got to think about it.
Yeah, there is none.
Okay, but all right. So this is what we need. And then you guys could, this would be great if you want to do a little volunteering to come to the marathon. Obviously, you work the finish line, and it's the medals and the water that you hand out. So we need people. We need a couple people from 7:45 till 10. Actually, I'm going to be working that shift. From 10 to 12:30, and then 12:30 to 3. And that's a great place to work. You know that 12:30 to 3 slot? Have you ever been there at the end?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool because those
are the
people.
We got Carrie Ann.
Oh. All right.
Carrie Ann?
Good morning, gentlemen.
All right.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Real good. Just back from the gym. Did some burpees for Mino.
Yeah,
there you go.
I was going to do some here this
morning.
Yeah,
he's just got a little busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's got that challenge. I think it's, I don't know, Todd, what date did we write down? July?
June 26th. June 26th was the burpees challenge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, okay. So the half Ironman, it's just a beautiful race. You got a 1.2-mile swim. Then you go out and you do a little bike ride of 56 miles. You get done and you run a half marathon. Wow. Nothing to it.
Is that up in Door County?
I did the one here at Highcliff.
Oh, okay.
Years ago. Yes, years ago. But it was I got a tattoo after I did it.
Nice. So, and a medal.
You know,
and one of those aluminum jackets.
And one of those capes.
Yeah, I love that. I want one of those.
That I think we may just go for the photo shoot. But I don't know. John would.
What was the hardest event?
You know, honestly, the hardest event is the swim because, as Jim said, it's like you're in a washing machine. You're getting kicked in the face. You're swimming in open water. Yeah. It's 1.2 miles of a swim is a distance.
How long did it take you to do the swim? Because John's going to practice at the Y in a pool, and that's kind of like not the real thing.
How about if we go there and we kick him in the head and everything?
I'm liking that.
Get him used to
it. We get plenty of people to join us on that.
So does it go? Is the run the last thing or the bike?
Bike.
Well, the run is the last thing. The transitions kind of get you, but I will say the swim took me about 40 minutes or so.
Okay.
You know, the bike is just a nice, you get in the zone. You know, you get down in your tri bars. You know, you're wearing the same outfit the whole time, too. So you've got some chafing going on.
Yeah.
Men get bloody nipples. Can I say that on the air?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. That chafing, when I did that 26-mile bike thing, I got that. And it was so bad, I couldn't wear regular pants for a couple of days. I'm not kidding.
You got to get some of the monkey butt. You got to put that back there.
Yes, monkey butt. They used to sell that at truck stops. For truck drivers at times.
Oh, wait. Now you just kind of went too far.
Yeah, that's what I think.
What? No. Because they would be riding for so long, they would get saddle sore. And they would. And
yeah, that's.
There was
we understand
that's,
it. We got
that's
it right
not
away.
Not where I was thinking.
Oh, okay. No. This is, yeah.
That bloody nipple thing can happen on a half marathon, too.
Oh, man.
It can happen on a 5K.
Yeah.
If you don't put the right.
Right. You got to put that gel on.
Hey, with the swimming thing, are they ever worried though about somebody going down?
Oh, they watch.
And you
there's
kind of lose
people
somebody?
Watching. There's
oh, yeah.
People. Yeah.
In fact, the Oshkosh half Ironman did lose somebody, unfortunately, in the swim.
Wow.
Inexperienced lifeguards. It was
But
so, it's a big deal.
Are you allowed to wear any kind of flotation device?
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
But potentially in some of the super sprints. Those are like the beginner triathlons.
Okay.
You may want to, you know, because you're just starting out. And honestly, swimming, open water, it's the real deal. It's scary.
I've never done that. I've never swam in unopen water.
That open water,
there
that
you
is.
Go.
But they
I
do.
Can go,
I
can
go. I just go the length of one pool.
How? What's that?
No,
I can go the length of a pool swimming.
That's good. Okay.
25 meters?
Right. Yes. You just got to do that, 300 times? Yeah. Hey, you going to the marathon?
I unfortunately am not.
Okay, that's just great to see these people accomplish that. But that Ironman, that's unbelievable. I'm going to give you a lot of credit.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right, you guys, I got to take my dog for a walk. But anytime you want me to come back up and talk fitness, Mino, you let me know.
We would love it.
We're
working on the burpees.
All right.
Thank you.
See you the 26th.
Take care. Have
you
a good
too.
Weekend.
You too.
Thank you.
Back in for this. I changed my ways.
Take time, I know it. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
If you sail or enjoy water sports, why not consider a donation to International Youth Sailing of Oshkosh at Miller's Bay on Lake Winnebago? This group has passionately built a community of recreational sailing for kids and families in northeastern Wisconsin for 16 years. A donation from you would help us to continue to educate and enrich the lives of children in Oshkosh through sailing. To make a donation or to volunteer, please visit us at sailoshkosh.com.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a good looking Friday morning. 44 degrees in Green Bay, 46 in Appleton, 48 in Oshkosh, and zero wind. There is like no wind whatsoever out there.
Really?
Yes, none whatsoever. This would be a great day to go on the boat. Take it up towards Door County, buzz around. Wouldn't it? Perfect day for that.
Go for a jog.
And you're right, no wind.
No, look at none.
That's what it says.
Yep. Yes, zero wind. Wow. Yes. So, you know what I still want to do, though?
What's that?
When Jake called yesterday about going sailing in Door County, he said he could hook us up. I would love to do that.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people that take you sailing.
I've never sailed, though. Like I said, I've never been on a sailboat.
Oh, no. Rob Coles has a nice boat.
Oh,
go with the senator. He's retiring, so he'll take you across the bay.
All right, I do that.
There's some really, really nice sailboats up in Door County.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Hey, let me just finish this new fundraiser for a new community shelter. If you want to help out, really just work the finish line. We need people, 3 shifts, and if you're interested, it is. It's a good place to work. I mean, I've worked a lot of marathons, handing out like the apples and oranges.
You get a free T-shirt.
Don't know. I don't want to commit to that because I'm not sure. But I do know that Shannon is in charge, and I'll give
you
her.
Some people don't like it if you wear the T-shirt and you didn't run it.
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's like that foil thing you want to wear.
Yeah.
They don't really like you walking around with that because you really didn't run it.
I know sometimes Marines don't like it, too, if you're wearing a Marine sweatshirt and you weren't in the Marines.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if they're that
or
strict.
Like if you were in a Harvard sweatshirt and you really didn't go to Harvard.
I went.
Or a coffee mug.
Or a coffee mug.
What? Yeah. I didn't.
I'm just saying.
Go for 4 years, but just okay. Saying. Hey, so call Shannon, you guys. We need some help here. I'm going to be working it. John, I hope you help out. 920-621-0109. Why didn't I say 0109? I should say that. 920-
you know what the worst part of the marathon is?
621-0109. Shannon, and she'll block you into one of those 3 times. I just want to say that 12:30 to 3 shift, that's a cool shift to work. You know why? Because a lot of the people who come across at like 2 and 3, it's their first marathon, and they are as excited as the Kenyan who.
Oh, I believe
through. It. It's great to stick around and do that. So anyway, I'll be there. You'll be there.
What comedian is that talks about? You know, why would anybody want to run 26 miles? And it's like, you ever hear of the first one? It's like this guy, and it was a Greek thing, and he ran. And he 26 miles is his last thing. He gets his 26 miles or whatever, and he collapses. He says, you know, we've won the battle. I've run 26 miles to tell you we've won the battle. And he goes, yeah, we know. There's a Kenyan here like 2 hours ago.
Yeah, I know, right? Boy,
those guys are amazing, though.
They're amazing.
They're amazing.
They're just in zero body fat. And so I would a lot of times give out, hold the ribbon for the winner, and they come through, and a lot of times they haven't run our course yet.
Right.
You know, they'll come in the night before, we have a little pasta party, and then the next day they would, or the next day they would run the marathon. You get done, those guys are like, nice city, Mayor.
Yeah,
and they're talking to you
fine.
Like I'd just be spitting up a lung, and these guys are.
Yeah. Well, I remember we'd be in the photographer's truck at times.
Right.
You know, you'd all climb in the back of the truck, and you'd shoot, and they'd be coming towards you. And there were times you'd have to tell the guy, speed up, speed up.
Because these guys,
they're
going to
pass the
miles,
truck. Yeah. Yeah. No, they're impressive. That's pretty amazing.
And it's great that they pay for them to come over, but there's a purse. They're not huge.
But I think some people are built. I think just some, whether it's your nationality or whatever, you're just built a certain way. I'm built the opposite, I would think, of a marathoner. The exact opposite.
Yeah, that's they tell you that's not. So the guy, and I think I told you, he was in Green Bay, probably 2006, 2007. It's called the Penguin.
Yeah.
Because he runs, he looks like you, he kind of runs like you. You know, a little back and forth waddle thing.
When have you ever seen me run?
True. I'm making an assumption here. But, okay, I would just think you and the Penguin would be more lined up than you and the Kenyan. But I don't know, John. You could run like the Kenyan. What do I know? Anyway, this guy wrote a book, and his thing was just, he talked to people like you that said, oh, I'm just not built for running. And this guy's like, hey, look, man, if I can do it, anybody can do it. And he got a lot of people to run. So, and there was another lady who ran, and I think, I'm not kidding you, because I gave her, I introduced her.
Larry McCarron always told me I could never be a runner. My legs are too short.
But that's...
Larry McCarron got that into my head.
Okay.
And I believe Larry McCarron.
But you did run a lot, right?
You were
a runner.
Yeah, but never around other people. Like, you know, I just jogged on my own.
That's fine. The other guy that I was, one of the favorite people I met in my tenure was, he's the guy who ran 50 marathons in 50 states.
Oh, I read about
50
this guy.
Days.
That's right.
Think about that, Johnny.
That's 50 unbelievable.
50 days, 50 marathons in 50 states. Now, he flew some, his kids and his, actually his parents, so the kids' grandparents.
Flew them from place to place?
No, they didn't make it all. They drove like in an RV, so they missed a few of them. But that guy ran slow.
Yeah.
But everybody thinks these runners got to be Jim Fix and all these like long legs and Kenyan sprinters. No, you can run this thing. But it's amazing. You haven't worked the finish line with me. Not at 7:30 in the morning.
I didn't know that.
You work the finish line at 3 o'clock. You'll be surprised. There'll be a lot of John Minos crossing that finish line.
Dean Carney's 50 marathons, 50 states. Wow. That's incredible. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm not a big autograph guy, but that guy signed a shirt for me. He wrote a book. I'm actually in the book. He gave a tree to every state, every place that he ran the marathon. He donated a tree. Very cool.
Let's try to get him on sometime.
That would be great. I got to find.
I want you to get him on.
And then.
And the guy that jumped off the Golden State Bridge and survived. Yeah. I want to get him on.
That guy.
Those are two guys I really want to get on.
Two incredible people that I met.
The story you told me about the guy that jumped off the Golden State Bridge.
Golden Gate.
Yeah, Golden. What did I say?
Golden State.
Oh, Golden
California
Gate
is the Golden State, but yeah, it's Golden
and,
Gate.
And survived, and he survived because a doctor was late for a plane
missed the flight.
He saved him, and the coast.
Story, you guys, and I think you've heard this because he's.
I almost don't even want to tell the story because it's so amazing.
It is so great how he survived that jump, and I will tell you that as soon as he jumped off, and he'll tell you this too when we get him on. But as soon as he jumped off the bridge, he's like, "Shouldn't have done
what
this."
What did I do? Right? Yeah, yeah.
And you know when you hit the water at that. You break your back, you shatter your back, and that's what happened to him. But yeah, it's cool.
Wow.
It's a great, great story.
That's the last way I would ever go.
Jump? Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you're serious?
Yeah. I don't know. What?
Because you're thinking about it the whole way instead of just getting it over with. It's like, oh, crap. I wonder
Yeah, whatever, 20 seconds or that
yeah,
must feel
I,
like
no,
a
no, 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 no. No, 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 no.
I can't even think about that.
No, me neither. Me neither.
All right.
Okay, there we go. Randy Van Stratton's going to be joining us from Bellin Sports Medicine. We got a lot to talk about with Mother's Day weekend coming up, including, ladies and gentlemen, including the debut of Jim's mother. Jim's mother is going to be on our show.
I hope. She said yesterday she would, but John, I don't know.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Yes, we got Christine and Dennis coming in for the weekend. What's up? Live from the City Deck Landing Studios, our music series. Who have we got for our special guest today? Live music time.
It is Sunday and Mr. Gessel.
All right. Okay. All right, I'm going to call my mom and make sure she's still up for this.
Get a little funky here, Todd. A little funky on a Friday. Mono and the Mayor. Back up this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area at 10:33. All show long, we honor Mother's Day with your favorite mom memories. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Progressive presents 10 things on a plumber's to-do list that are harder than getting a small business insurance quote.
Waking up for 5 a.m. plumbing disasters, finding out why water is pouring from the ceiling, replacing a pipe in a home from the 1800s, then dealing with invoices or your awkward apprentice or that really weird smell, and then there's breathing and eating and, of course, clogs. But the easiest thing on any small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you could save on the business insurance that's right for you. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.